Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:12. Good afternoon, everybody. Pensacola Right Now. Chris Braun, Price, News Radio 92.3. Exciting news to pass along to you tonight, live, 6 p.m. It will be Mayor Reeves on stage at the CivicCon event. This is what's going to happen here. The mayor is going to kind of backtrack and discuss what the city accomplished in 24, give you a sneak peek into what initiatives the city has planned for 2025. And it is the third annual State of the City Address tonight. We will carry it live, 6 p.m. from the Sanger on News Radio 92.3.
All righty. And with it already being 5:13, we don't have a moment to spare. Let's go ahead and get right into one of our top stories here nationally. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the new Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, is based on common sense. Speaking today before a meeting with DOGE leaders Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, Johnson said the government is too big, it does too many things, and it does almost nothing well. He said there's an enormous amount of waste, fraud, and abuse in the government, and that DOGE will investigate that and lay it bare for the American people to see. The speaker added the new administration will demand that federal workers return to their desks and get back to work get back to the work that they're supposed to be doing. Musk and Ramaswamy were meeting with lawmakers today for what Johnson called a brainstorming session.
Yeah, busy day in Washington. The markets were all down. Dow down 248, S&P down 11, NASDAQ down 34. Did not have a good day on Wall Street. For what will be his last time at office, President Biden lights up the national Christmas tree tonight. Jill Nato is in Washington with a look at the tree.
Thousands of people who won tickets in an online lottery are expected for the lighting of the national Christmas tree at the Ellipse near the White House. President Biden to be joined for the ceremony by singers Trisha Yearwood, James Taylor, and more. The tree's a 35-foot red spruce from the George Washington and Jefferson National Forests in Virginia. But it doesn't stand alone. There are going to be 58 smaller trees nearby, and they're filled with student-designed ornaments. The public can get a close-up view of the trees starting this weekend. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:15 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, got some very heavy backups on I-10 traveling eastbound. This is if you are heading in the direction of I-110 north. And this congestion starts right when you get off of Pine Forest Road and pull onto I-10 east. So be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, your problems are going to be a little bit on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. As for the weather, it's dropped a little bit. We're sitting at around 54 degrees, still kind of overcast, kind of gloomy out there with the sun going down. Low 33 this evening. Tomorrow, though, beautiful sunny Friday. High of 54, low of 38.
Yeah, with those lows in the 30s tonight, Escambia County Fire Rescue is encouraging you to practice safe space heater safety and know the potential risk associated with home heating equipment. Mm-hmm. According to the National Fire Protection Association, heating equipment is one of the leading causes of home fire deaths. And space heaters account for 4 out of 5 home fire deaths. Need a free smoke detector? This is a free offer, folks. You can get it here in Escambia County. Just give them a call, 850-595-HERO. That's H-E-R-O.
All right. And a senator critical to the confirmation of Pete Hegseth as President-elect Trump's Secretary of Defense is noncommittal on the nomination. Iowa Republican Joni Ernst met with Hegseth this week but has not decided whether to support the embattled nominee. Ernst sits on the important Senate Armed Services Committee, and Hegseth has vowed to stay in the running despite multiple misconduct charges. Hegseth, being an Iraq combat veteran, says he wants he went through things when he returned to the States, and he adds that Trump told him he supports him and looks forward to the confirmation hearings.
5:17, News Radio 92.3, thinking about buying a home or maybe selling a home? Well, we're watching those mortgage numbers for you today. Mortgage News Daily reporting the benchmark 30-year fix down a little bit, 6.84%. The latest reading on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage around 6.01%. And while we're kind of delving into the financial arena here, Bitcoin surged to a milestone today. Fox's Lillian Wu has the story.
The world's most popular cryptocurrency passes the six-figure mark Wednesday night. In a surge which came after President-elect Donald Trump chose crypto advocate Paul Atkins to lead the Securities and Exchange Commission. Atkins holds a position within a crypto lobbying group and has previously criticized regulatory action taken by the agency. Bitcoin's total market cap now stands at $2.03 trillion, more than every U.S. stock except for Apple, Nvidia, Microsoft, Amazon, and Alphabet. Bitcoin's jumped 48% since Donald Trump won the election last month. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And Republicans running for Matt Gaetz' District 1 congressional seat will be meeting in Navarre next week for a town hall event. It's happening Monday at 11 a.m. at the Grill House Emerald. That's on Highway 98. It will include speeches from candidates, debates, and town hall engagement with voters. It's being put on by the Republican Executive Committee of Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties. And all Republican candidates for the seat have been invited. It's also open to the public and free to attend. So if you're interested, once again, that is happening Monday, 11 a.m. at the Grill House Emerald on Highway 98.
Ah, that's pretty good stuff there. If you're really having to face these holidays in a very trying time in terms of like financially, just spent, not ready for this whole thing. Well, the holiday season, of course, is a time for joy, family, and celebration, but it can also wreak havoc on those finances. Here's a few practical and simple tips. Tips to help you enjoy the holidays without blowing up your budget. Just two. Let me give you a code. First step is to establish clear spending limits. And don't forget, one of the simplest yet most effective ways to avoid overspending is just simply pay with cash.
That actually
always talks. Always talks.
That's a good idea. Absolutely. And a state trooper hurt after a hit and run in Okaloosa County Monday night on SR8. FHP says Trooper Ronnie Kuhn was on the shoulder for a traffic stop when a woman drove over the line and hit him and his car. The driver fled the scene, but she was later caught and arrested. FHP says Kuhn's injuries were minor. Can you imagine? Because I've had some traffic incidents in my day, and it's always a heart-sinking feeling. Can you imagine if you, let's say you're looking at your phone, or you are doing anything else to not pay attention to the road, and you start to veer and you hit a cop, like not even his car, you hit the cop and you just haul it.
Well, I'm sure you would not be feeling too good about that time.
I don't even know what I would do in that moment.
One thing that I didn't hear the charges for that woman. I wonder if they did not charge her for moving to the left with an emergency vehicle with lights illuminated on the right.
They may.
That's state law, you know.
Yeah. They
move over.
They may do that, but yeah, that's going to be sitting a little ways behind the charges of evading arrest and hit and run.
She just got a whole lot of problems on her hands.
Yeah, and assaulting an officer, if you want to get technical.
Yeah, go ahead. You're getting deeper down that hole, aren't you?
She's got quite the law stacking up against her right now.
Austin, job losses coming to Central Florida. Boeing continues restructuring, and more layoffs have been planned. This time, they're slashing jobs over at the Florida Space Coast, over the Kennedy Space Center, with major consequences possible for the company's space program. Esther Brown's down in Orlando at our friends at WOFL Channel 35.
141 employees will be let go starting January 17th. Titusville and multiple Kennedy Space Center jobs are on this list for layoffs. Slowing down space programs is bad news for NASA, who's relying on Boeing to take astronauts to and from space. Since the troubled Starliner spacecraft returned to Earth, there's been little news from Boeing on fixing any of the issues. Boeing isn't sharing many details. In a statement about the layoffs, the company told Fox 35, "We are adjusting our workforce levels to align with our financial reality and a more focused set of priorities."
All right, just about 5:21 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got some patients in three states perhaps having to pay out of pocket for anesthesia in some medical cases. Got details on why that's a thing and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
What does it mean to be more than conquerors? Romans 8:37 says that in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Notice the word in all these things. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, peril, nakedness, and sword. Most of us feel like a conqueror before we get to the time of tribulation, not in those times. Or we feel like a conqueror after we get through a time of distress. Yet the text says in all these things. And the key phrase is through him that loved us. If you know the love of God through Jesus Christ, no circumstance of life can separate you from that love. Therefore, you can walk through this old world with a spiritual swagger and be fully persuaded that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Deck your halls with windows and doors from New South. We keep your home comfy and cozy and can save you hundreds a year on energy bills. Plus, every product we make and install is guaranteed for life. It's another reason to be jolly all year long. Now, through December 31st, you have one more reason to celebrate. Buy two New South windows and doors and get one free. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to get a quote.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at BuySellCannell.com.
That's BuySellCannell.com.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
This is Hill Kelly Dodge wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical wishing you a very comfortable holiday season.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia Duquette with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola and now in Pace. And we just want to wish you a very happy holiday. And we're just thinking of all of you. Bye. Happy holidays.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Tonight, 6 o'clock, live on News Radio 92.3, Mayor Reeves hitting that Civic Con stage. Oh, he'll be really talking about some good stuff here. What did the city accomplish back in 2024? You'll find that out. And also, Mayor Reeves will give you a sneak peek into the initiatives the city has planned for 2025. Tonight, 6 p.m. on News Radio 92.3.
We're also making a point of keeping track of the Matt Gaetz voting situation, vote expected by the House tonight, deciding whether to force the Ethics Committee to release the report from its investigation surrounding Gaetz. Illinois Democrat Sean Casten introduced a resolution this week that requires the report be released, but Republican leaders were expected to introduce a motion that would kill the measure, but it's unclear if it'll be successful, so we'll keep track of that as well. Just past 5:25, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Worst spot right now, far and away, is I-10 if you are traveling eastbound. If you are trying to get onto I-10 from Pine Forest Road, I-10 East, once again, it is very heavily backed up, and it's reaching to about Highway 29, so it's a very far-reaching hiccup. No confirmation of an accident or anything from what we can see, but it does nonetheless reach for a bit. Also have some issues on Highway 90. This is as it's merging with Scenic, passing UWF's main interest and heading over the water into Pace, so be on the lookout for that. Last major spot's going to be Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming to Glover Lane from the downtown Milton area. As for the weather, 54 degrees, low of 33 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 54, low of 38.
And look for potential freezing problems with roads maybe later on early in the morning.
Yeah, it was damp. And it's always damp in the morning.
Yeah, but the wind chill here is throwing it down into the to the upper teens.
Right.
Feel like upper teens. I think you're, what'd you say, 33 for the low or something like that?
Tonight, so yeah, 33.
Okay, we talked about this earlier in the week. We kind of chuckled about it, actually. Remember the Russian national and the, he was actually a legal resident of the U.S., snuck aboard that Delta Airlines flight. I think it was going to Paris. Well, these are the folks you don't want to get involved with. The FBI is now involved.
57-year-old Svetlana Dali making news recently as she managed to evade TSA checkpoints without any valid travel documents on a Delta flight from New York to Paris. She was taken into custody by the FBI yesterday at New York's JFK Airport. Delta telling Fox News Digital, Delta is conducting an exhaustive investigation of what may have occurred and will work collaboratively with other aviation stakeholders and law enforcement to that end. Federal authorities are also investigating. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
All right. Also, mentioned this before the break. Excuse me. Patients in three states will have to pay out of pocket for anesthesia, in some cases under a new policy for Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield plans. The American Society of Anesthesiologists reports that the health insurance company won't cover anesthesia if the surgery goes beyond a specific time limit for patients in Connecticut, New York, and Missouri, and this starts in February. The change will not apply to patients under 22 years old or for patients receiving maternity-related care. Why 22?
I'm not sure.
Why is that the dividing line? My goodness, they're just making it up as they go.
There you go. You just pick it up and call those folks and ask them, what's up?
Yeah, but yeah, give them a ring and say what gives.
Hey, listen, I do want to ask you this. Would you, I think we've talked about it, would you get into a car that didn't have a driver?
No.
Well, I want to tell you something. If you're down in the Miami area next year or so, Alphabet's Waymo is announcing it's going to expand its autonomous ride-hailing services in Miami. Matt Murphy has the details.
Waymo is expanding into Miami, aiming to roll out autonomous vehicles on the city's streets next year. The company plans to offer ride-hailing services through its Waymo One app by 2026, marking a significant step in the competitive self-driving market. This expansion comes as Waymo faces increased scrutiny from safety regulators following a number of accidents and traffic violations involving its vehicles. Miami will join other key cities like Phoenix, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Austin. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
All right, just about 5:30 here. Right before the Fox News break, do want to let you know, we do have more surveillance photos being released of the suspect in the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. That's been swirling all over the national news today. The images are much clearer than previous surveillance photos and show most of the suspect's face. And Mayor Eric Adams says that investigators moving at a good pace and he expects an arrest. So that's something else that we're just going to kind of be keeping in the back of our minds as that develops throughout not just the rest of this evening, but also the next several days.
OK, and, you know, 6 o'clock tonight, it is the city address from the third annual State of the City address down at the Sanger, and of course, we will cover that live for you. So get ready for that. 6 o'clock, News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. An earthquake rocking portions of Northern California all the way up to Oregon. California Governor Gavin Newsom says there's much less of a threat now.
We've referred all our efforts to focus now on a 7.0 earthquake in Northern California. There was a tsunami warning that came out. That tsunami warning was lifted.
The governor says damage assessments are being made after signing a state of emergency declaration providing resources to communities in need. Elon Musk claims his Department of Government Efficiency can cut $2 trillion from the federal budget. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul on Fox News says the government should cut spending from certain studies to fund other areas.
Why don't we start by getting rid of the $750,000 that was spent feeding cocaine to Japanese quail to see if they were more sexually promiscuous on cocaine?
The House has formed a DOGE subcommittee. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Applications for unemployment benefits rose to the highest level in a month. Initial claims spiked by 9,000 to 224,000. The median forecast in a Bloomberg survey of economists called for 215,000 new applications. On Wall Street, the stocks finished this session lower, with the Dow dropping nearly 250. The S&P 500 was off slightly by 11, and the Nasdaq tumbled 34. Shares of Dollar General fell today after the discount retailer's third-quarter earnings missed analyst estimates. Dollar General reported an adjusted profit of 89 cents a share, missing Wall Street's forecast of 94 cents. Same-store sales rose 1.3%, beating analyst expectations of 1%. U.S. crude oil futures for January currently down slightly above 68 a barrel at 68.45. That's Your Money Now.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is Sean Levine with a Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Well, you look at the standings right now, and the Bengals, well, it's not looking great. Pittsburgh's ahead of them. Baltimore's ahead of them. Hey, they're better than Cleveland. But this isn't Joe Burrow's fault. Joe Burrow's played better than any quarterback in the NFL this season. That's what the eye test, and that's what the numbers tell me. And if it's an individual award for the MVP, shouldn't Joe Burrow at least be in the conversation? I'm Sean Levine.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare and you want out, you need to get the facts. Wesley Financial Group and its founder, Chuck McDowell, have helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshares permanently, and he may be able to help you too. Call right now. Chuck will send you a timeshare exit information guide free, explaining how your timeshare works and all your options for cancellation. You want to call Wesley Financial Group, 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. Once again, 800-761-0000.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at TrekStoreGulfCoast.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a chance to share some information from the Military Chamber of Commerce recently, where a couple of our local officers, colonels in the Army Reserve and also in the Air Force, and also a retired lieutenant colonel from the Marines, locals, talked about global affairs, China, Russia, Iran, force posture, our ability to fight in littoral environments in the Pacific. Really interesting stuff. You can listen to those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
This is Tom Baudette from Manger 6. We know you've been traveling a lot this holiday season, and you've probably been told there's no room at the inn. Well, that's just not the case here at Manger 6.
This is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a super Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Morgan, Promotion Assistant for CAG Country, wishing you a Happy Holidays and a Merry Christmas.
This is Tom Baudette from Manger 6 reminding you there's always room at this inn. We'll even leave a star out for you.
Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Breaking news on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good evening, everybody. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3. This just in, less than 5 minutes ago, House Republicans blocked two Democratic resolutions that would have compelled the House Ethics Committee to release a potentially damaging report on its investigation into former Representative Matt Gaetz, voting to refer the matter now back to the committee. So things have stalled in Washington. Once again, House Republicans have blocked two Democratic resolutions that would have compelled the House Ethics Committee to release a potentially damning report on Representative Matt Gaetz. Once we learn some more information, you'll hear it on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, we've been talking about that story, knew it was coming all afternoon long, and we got in front of it as quickly as we could, and I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Yeah, good story. Staying on top of that one, I'll tell you. Also staying on top of the NFL, can you believe this? Week 14.
That's pretty phenomenal.
And I want to know where it went.
I know.
That's what I want to know.
The fun stuff always flies by.
Oh, yeah. It's like whenever you're having fun, it just goes whap. Okay, week 14 NFL season getting underway tonight. The great matchup. Kevin Uretsky has a preview.
The Detroit Lions host the Green Bay Packers tonight. The two teams are a combined 20-4 so far this year. The Lions are 11-1, tied for the best record in the NFL, and have won 10 straight. The Packers are 9-3 and in prime playoff position as well. Lions coach Dan Campbell says this is exactly what you want in a late-season game.
This is the type of stuff that you live for, and it's also the type of stuff that gets you ready for the tournament.
Packers safety Javon Bullard knows the Lions are a tough challenge.
They lead in our division. They got one of the best records in the league, so we got to put our best foot forward.
The Lions beat the Packers 24-14 in their first meeting in early November. Game time tonight, 8:15 Eastern. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
They're probably pretty happy they're playing that in the Ford Dome.
With
the weather up there in that area, it would be another snow game. Look, just look at this winter. This is lake effect snow we're looking at right now. We're getting this on the Fox weather feed.
Right.
And I will tell you this. It is snowing in that part of the country. That would be a game, wouldn't it?
I mean, yeah. Maybe not an enjoyable
Green
one
Bay
if you're
in Detroit out in the snow.
Well, and that's the thing. If they were not indoors, I think Green Bay would be able to hold their own, them in Detroit. But they want to avoid that hellish conditions if they can. So
they'll be playing those dreadful conditions of 76 degrees and clear skies in the dome tonight. So it'll be beautiful. While we're talking about kind of cold weather type sports, Ice Flyers return to action tonight. They're facing Birmingham on their home ice. Then the good guys head back home tomorrow to match up against Macon. Puck will drop at 7:05 in the Bay Center.
All right, mentioned this last hour, the Hero World Challenge underway in the Bahamas, the event hosted by Tiger Woods, taking place at the Albany Golf Course in New Providence. And last year's winner, Scottie Scheffler, back in the field once again. Other golfers playing this weekend include Justin Thomas, Wyndham Clark, and Keegan Bradley.
All right, new developments, getting this all the time here, in the investigation surrounding the New York City death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Well, maybe bringing officials closer to naming a suspect. Now they're getting all these different camera angles. They say they say there is a camera on every street in New York City. I'm starting to believe this now. Alexis McAdams is in the elements and on the streets of New York this afternoon.
I was talking with police sources on the ground here in New York who said they thought maybe this guy was some type of paid assassin, knew exactly what he was doing, and that might not be the case now. It looks like it could be falling apart. He could be an amateur. He's showing his face at not just the Starbucks, but also at a New York City hostel. He paid in cash and used a fake ID. He could have left behind some other evidence, so they're hoping somebody recognizes him and calls it in. So a message was written also on one of the shell casings, at least two of the shell casings, I'm told, and they had kind of a major message about healthcare to this CEO. That's what it says on those bullets. It was written in permanent marker, I'm told. It says, deny, depose, and defend.
Yeah, man. You talked about every camera, you know, or every street, excuse me, in New York City having a camera. I was just about to say before we played the clip, I wouldn't commit a crime, period, but I definitely wouldn't commit one just out in the open in the streets of NYC.
Big Brother is looking.
Yeah.
All the time. And in this case, maybe that was a great thing for them to be looking. The guy started off at a bike. The camera started picking up this guy coming up out of the train, back to street level, jumped on a bicycle, rode down to another park. These cameras had this guy systematically laid out up until the time when he reached the Hilton Hotel in Manhattan. It's still very intriguing how this works. And I looked at the facial photos of these new images that are just coming through, and you can pretty much see who this guy is.
I saw his whole face.
I would put my money on that guy is on a plane heading to Europe right now.
That probably would be smart.
He had a fake ID to get into the hostel where he was staying in New York City. It was a fake ID. So everything, people, they don't know anything right now. So anyway, we're gonna follow it for you. When it breaks, we will be there on News Radio 92.3.
All right, and we try to get you your stock numbers every hour. Well, Wall Street closing with stocks lower. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 248 points to 44,765. The S&P 500 dropped by 11 points to 60,075. And the NASDAQ fell by 34 points to 19,700.
Okay, let's talk about the annual Keep the Wreath Green Fire Safety Campaign. Unfortunately, I have to tell you, they've added two more bulbs.
Already?
Yep, already. During the month-long campaign, wreaths, of course, are on display at county and city fire stations, including some select governmental buildings. You know the drill. Every time firefighters respond to a residential or commercial structure fire with damage, a green light bulb is replaced with a red one to remind you of the dangers posed by fires in residential homes. Yeah, two off the bat here. We didn't have one on a Wednesday. That's the good story. And let's hope we don't have any more throughout the entire month of December.
Preferably, yes. Just about 5:45 here. Let's get another quick check at the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Still got some backups on Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. And some very heavy backups on I-10. This is if you're traveling eastbound heading towards the Highway 29 area. That is pushing you back to 9 Mile Road. So very, very heavy backups there. And it ranges in severity. It's not all just, you know, parking lot, but nonetheless, may not be fun to be traveling eastbound on the interstate right now. Also, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards I-10 do have some problems there. And also, keep in mind, we do have some snowball derby festivities getting underway this evening at Five Flags Speedway, so be on the lookout for that as well. Another major spot is Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 54 degrees right now, low of 33 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a high of 54, low of 38.
Have you done your calculations? You told me you're a math guy. Have you done your calculations working in the wind factor with 33 degrees?
No, I wasn't good at that kind of math. Not the meteorologist kind of math. Not the Doppler radar kind of math.
I think it's going to be like a feel-good temperature in the lower 20s or something. Like some ridiculous temperature.
Feel good, yeah.
It's like we are geographically misplaced when I start talking to temperatures of this degree, you know?
Right.
But anyway, be very careful. We've discussed this. After the early morning hours, I would say after maybe 2 o'clock, in the morning, and please, I hope you're not up at that time, but if you are up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you live north of the 10 freeway, be extra careful just because of road conditions. We got a lot of standing water still on the road out there. Could be a freeze. I'm not saying it is. I'll use the word to save me. The potential freezing situation.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Anyway, just be extra care of that. You know, President Trump continues to nominate, put his team together for all his different departments and all. Nearly 100 former U.S. Diplomats, military and intelligence officials have urged Senate leaders to schedule hearings. This is to review information concerning President-elect Trump's pick for National Intelligence Director. And Fox's Jill Nadeau is all over this report.
Former officials wrote to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and incoming Republican Majority Leader John Thune, saying they're alarmed by the choice of former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard to lead 18 U.S. intel agencies. That letter, signed by generals, admirals, and former ambassadors who served under both Republican and Democratic administrations. They want closed-door briefings for senators, saying Gabbard has shown sympathy for dictators like Syria's Bashar al-Assad, and some of her statements are aligned with Russian talking points. A spokesperson for Gabbard denounced the letter as unfounded. In Washington, Jill Nadeau, Fox News.
All righty. Also, wanted to touch on this because you had mentioned Boeing earlier and some of the nonsense they're having. Well, just kind of recap on that. A federal judge rejecting a plea agreement between Boeing and the U.S. government concerning the fatal crashes of two 736 MAX jets in 2018 and 2019. The crashes, which occurred in Indonesia and Ethiopia, resulted in the deaths of 346 people in total. The plea deal, which involved Boeing pleading guilty to conspiracy to defraud the U.S., was criticized for its leniency by the victims' families.
Yeah, those 737 MAXes have had their problem out there. Let me remind you, we're 12 minutes away from joining Mayor Reeves live on the CivicCon stage. He'll be talking about past accomplishments, where we're going in 25. It's the third annual State of the City Address tonight, 6 o'clock, live on News Radio 92.3.
And a study released by the CDC shows dozens of waterborne disease outbreaks from splash pads nationwide. CDC studied outbreaks from 1997 until 2022, and it shows that more than 10,000 cases were reported nationally, including 152 hospitalizations but no deaths. The CDC says splash pad disease outbreaks are frequently the result of maintenance issues.
I bet you a lot of you out there watching some of these cable stations and all thinking about, I will sure be glad when they get through with this Medicare definition of policies.
Yeah.
It's like every other commercial is like, oh, change your policy today. You have until December 7th. I have not done that yet, by the way. But it is something I plan to do last minute here. A major health insurance provider, while we're talking about the medical arena, is putting doctors and patients on the clock. CJ Papa's in with the report.
The message to surgeons, time's up or your patient will have to pay up. Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield says it won't pay for anesthesia care if a surgery or procedure goes beyond a specific time limit. This applies to patients in Connecticut, New York, and Missouri. The company says it will use guidelines from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid when targeting the appropriate number of minutes for anesthesia services. New York Governor Kathy Hochul posting on X, outrageous. I'm going to make sure New Yorkers are protected. There are some exemptions, including for patients under the age of 22 and patients in need of maternity-related care. CJ Papa, Fox News.
I didn't understand that when we touched on the story earlier this afternoon, and I don't understand it now. 22, very strange age to label a cutoff there. But whatever. A California raw milk producer tells the LA Times he was encouraged by RFK Jr.'s transition team to apply for a job at the FDA. Mark McAfee, CEO of Raw Farm in Fresno, has encountered several recalls due to bird flu, but he says he applied to be an FDA advisor on raw milk policy and standards development. Well, scroll for me here. Come on, why aren't you working with me? There we go. The recall on his raw farm milk occurred after tests showed bird flu in his cows, leading to a quarantine of his farms and a halt on all raw milk and cream sales. Additionally, Raw Farm has recalled all remaining products. McAfee's farm is also involved in at least 11 lawsuits from a salmonella outbreak that sickened 171 people in California between last October and May. So a controversial fella being tethered to RFK's team here.
All right, 551 News Radio 92.3. Proud of those folks over, you know, Todd Payne and Matt Coughlin over at the airport. Get this, passenger count numbers soaring over at International. More than 3 million travelers came through the airport this past fiscal year. they have got some exciting renovation plans. Hadn't done anything since 2008. The cost, about $90 million to get it done. That's not so bad in today's dollars. Airport Executive Director Matt Coughlin telling us there are two main elements to the project. The first, expand TSA, making those wait times shorter. The second, a brand new concourse, adding five gates to the airport. And while we're talking about the airport, let me slide over here to my board. Got my P&S board fired up here for you. And I do this in case you have to pick somebody up at the airport. If they're running late, you'll know about it. Not have to sit there and wait. Here we go. It's a Frontier flight coming up out of Denver, 39:30, 6:13 touchdown time. Now not until a little bit after 8 o'clock on that one. Also, there's a Southwest flight coming up out of Nashville, 6:50 touchdown. It's flight 4649. That has been delayed until about 7:30. Also, Charlotte is your place coming out on American Airlines, 5429, 716 touchdown. That's about an hour and 30 minutes late, delayed about 8:30. And Charlotte has another American flight, touchdown 910, 5617, has been delayed till 12:27 in the a.m.
All right.
Hope I am asleep at that time.
Yeah, preferably. 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, apparently we've got a report here from Wallet Hub talking about which sex is more likely to have financial secrets. Uh-oh. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Harris Faulkner is coming to Pensacola. Join Marcus Point Baptist Church for the Spirit of Christmas, featuring Fox News host and author Harris Faulkner. There will be incredible music and life-changing moments at every campus. We will have fun kids programs and prizes, as well as a free meal for everyone. Join on December 8th at 10 a.m. at any of our locations in Pensacola, Beulah, Molino, or North Pace. The Spirit of Christmas, December 8th at Marcus Point Baptist Church, featuring Harris Faulkner.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With four convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get the Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. It was not Christmas unless you heard Andy Williams.
That's very true. He's got multiple classic Christmas songs that people think of.
It was like sit down with the family and we'd watch Andy Williams' Christmas special. You know, always have the Osmond Brothers on when they were like little kids, you know. Great track. Really great track. While we're kind of in the musical genre of the afternoon, a letter from John Lennon to singer-songwriter Eric Clapton goes up for auction. And Michelle Polino has the details on it.
A handwritten 8-page letter from the late John Lennon trying to recruit Eric Clapton to form a new band is up for bid. Helmed by International Autograph Auctions Europe SL, the letter dated September 29th, 1971, is a draft of the final version, which was sent to Clapton that year. It's expected to go up for anywhere between 104 and 157,000. Bidding ends today. In a letter, Lennon touches on Clapton's retreat from public appearances marred by heroin addiction. He writes, "Eric, I know I can bring out something great, in fact, greater in you than had been so far evident in your music." The letter ultimately pitches the idea of Clapton performing as part of the prospective band. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Mm. And who says musicians don't have egos?
Well, you see, but here's where the angle of this is.
I can make you better.
He wrote here we go. Here's the operative word. He wrote the letter.
Right.
Now you try to get $127,000 or whatever from something that you typed out on your computer.
It could happen.
Right.
Just a little bit after 5:55 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. I-10 traveling eastbound, passing Pine Forest Road and heading towards the Highway 29 area in the direction of I-110 north. Do have some backups there. Also on 9 Mile if you are traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest. And we've got some issues on Mobile Highway near the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway. As for the weather, 54 degrees, low of 33 tonight. Tomorrow going to be beautiful sunny Friday, high of 54, low of 38.
I think it was 12 to 14 years ago, I had the pleasure and honor of working with a lady, a young lady named Hannah McKenzie. She was on Channel 3 WEAR television back in those days. She's gone on to a bigger pasture. She's now over at our friend station, WOFL in Orlando, Channel 35, doing a great job down there. And she loved doing environmental stories. She used to cover our ECUA stories about the MRF, the recycling facility, materials recycling facility. Right. Anyway, she's covering this story. I thought I would get a kick out of this. Complaints of a stinky smell in Mount Dora, Florida has really started to permeate temperatures. Mm. All right. Hannah McKenzie's down at Fox 35 in Orlando with the story.
A sulfur-like stench blanketing areas of Mount Dora. Rob Alley says he regrets buying his Sullivan Ranch home 3 months ago. There's no escaping this foul odor.
Usually it seeps in about 3 or 4 in the morning. So you wake up with that in the morning and it's gross.
And not unlike most stinky smells, Patrick Quinn says no one wants to claim it.
Been a lot of finger pointing. It's the dump. It's the mushroom farm, which doesn't even exist anymore.
Right now, the city focusing their investigation on wastewater treatment plant 2, monitoring air quality and gas levels.
All right.
She's back at that wastewater treatment plant.
Yeah.
She's good at that. Good cover.
Like
Hannah McKenzie, she does a great job.
And mentioned this before the break, men are more likely to have financial secrets, apparently. That's according to a new Wallet Hub survey.
Does this mean like they're hiding money or something like that?
They're hiding, I guess, like financial use, like usage. That's according to a new Wallet Hub survey that found nearly 80% more men than women have money secrets, be it about large purchases, savings, debt, or job status. So very broad. A quarter of people say they lie about money regularly. A little more than 10% see financial infidelity as worse than physical or emotional infidelity. Ooh, I don't know how I feel about that. It depends on how severe it is.
Well, absolutely. And it is always a contentious situation when you have to deal with mixing relationships, you know, and money and things like that.
Very true.
Real quick here, just a few seconds from right now, Mayor Reeves hitting that CivicCon stage, talking about the accomplishments back in 24, looking ahead to 25. It is the third annual State of the City Address. And he's down at the Sanger Theater. They start at 6 o'clock. If we can all keep our fingers crossed together, come on, you can do this, and we'll get it on for you. Hey, see you tomorrow, 4 o'clock on News Radio 92.3.
Local Talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.